This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all know what we're capable of is the best way to put it. We know we're capable of putting, you know, that kind of offense out there every week. We just weren't able to do it in these previous weeks, but it's awesome. It feels good to come together like that and put out a great game.
I'm not trying to paint with a broad brush and act like Eureka. You know, we did what we needed to do to win today, and we'll keep pushing.
Eureka! Yeah, they did do what they needed to do. And the Steelers will continue to push. Still, right behind the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Austin Bechtel with you. It's the Fan Early Morning Show here on 93.7 The Fan. And as Cleveland lost to Denver on Sunday, it made me think, you know, the records might say otherwise, but this is probably a two-horse race in the AFC North. And I'm not counting the Steelers out of it. Now, that might sound foolish to some people to think that the Steelers and the Ravens can even be said in the same sentence, kept in the same realm, because of the number one seed in the AFC. Steelers and Cleveland both at 7-4. But if you look at the remaining schedules for the teams, and we'll get to Kenny Pickett in a minute, they have a realistic shot to be able to do it. Now, Baltimore's coming up on its bye this week after winning on Sunday Night Football against the Chargers, another game that San Diego, L.A., no matter where they play, it's the same old way that the Chargers lose games. Justin Herbert was just okay. I like Justin Herbert a lot. He's got all the tools. All the tools. Brandon Staley probably should have been fired a year ago after all the shenanigans that his team has had and late game situations, not being able to finish. It's one thing after another. Herbert's coaching is a little bit better, and I'm not saying that that would be the case here, given by weeks and weeks of fire Canada chants and the notion, which is probably true, that Kenny Pickett, without a competent offensive coordinator, might not be able to truly show who he is, what he can do. And obviously, coaching can enhance anybody. It enhanced Tua with Mike McDaniel. Once Mike McDaniel went from San Francisco to Miami, Bobby Slowick has played an incredible factor in the turnaround of the Houston Texans, and C.J. Stroud is the offensive coordinator. I'm sure Kyle Shanahan has done wonders for Brock Purdy. There are other instances that you could point to as well, but a good offensive coach can do wonders for an offensive staff. The Ravens have two road games that are as difficult as any other game on the Steelers' schedule, and the rest of the Steelers' schedule is blah. While the Ravens, they got the Rams at home. Okay, probably will win that. Then at Jacksonville and at San Francisco. Their final four, it would not surprise me to see the Ravens go 2-2. Maybe worse. Consider how Baltimore has closed out games, closed out seasons in the last couple of years. And I know injuries have played a factor in that. Lamar being banged up. Tyler Huntley made the Pro Bowl, which is a whole other story in and of itself. Baltimore, two road games at Jacksonville and at San Francisco before having to face Miami at home. Now, Miami against good teams, have they been able to beat them? No. Buffalo, the Kansas Cities of the world. Miami's beaten up on New England, other garbage teams this year. That Steeler game, though, circle that on your calendar if you haven't already. Final game of the year. Could that come down for the division? Now, I want to go back a week. We would have never had this conversation after the Steelers' ridiculously poor performance against the Cleveland Browns. But if the Steelers would have won that game, would Matt Canada have been fired? Probably not. Now, that Matt Canada has been fired, it is not the end-all, be-all. The problem is not completely fixed. Canada was more than 50% of the problem, but player production and execution is also a big part of it as well. We need to judge Canada somewhat on a curve, judge the Steelers on a curve, because Canada was a big part of it, but not the only part of it. Steelers of Arizona should chuck that up as a win. It's at home. The Steelers at home have been really weird, right? Doesn't it seem odd by how the Steelers have played at home? It's been kind of poor. Kind of ridiculously poor, right? San Francisco getting blown out at the beginning of the year. And yeah, you could credit that just being San Francisco. Jacksonville. But I'm more so thinking about last year. Mitch Trubisky against New England. That horrible loss to the Jets. So, would it surprise me to see the Steelers lose against either Arizona or New England back-to-back? New England on a Thursday night? Yeah. Especially the Thursday night game. But New England's got a good defense. It's Belichick. You never know when he goes out there on the field against the Steelers. You can never chalk up New England as a win if Belichick's their coach. Now, I think the discussion of Bill Belichick or Tom Brady, who would you rather have? Kind of point blank, period, Tom Brady, that the quarterback is more important and valuable than the coach. Then the Steelers go to Indianapolis. Might be a tough game. Indianapolis is 6-5, in position for a wild card. Then you got Cincinnati at home. Should be a win, but you never know. AFC North football with Jake Browning. Then the final two are question marks. I think they're going to lose the Seattle game on New Year's Eve. Maybe close out 2023 on a negative note to go into 2024 on a positive note at Baltimore. And then the Browns, I'm kind of writing them off. So the Browns and the Ravens play the Rams back-to-back. Ravens have their bye. The Browns play the Rams this week on the road at SoFi. Beautiful stadium. I recommend anybody going out there to see it. Then they got Jacksonville, loss. The Bears, they'll probably win that. At Houston's likely going to be a loss. Who's the Browns quarterback at this point? Dorian Thompson-Robinson's got a concussion. They're not going to win that Houston game. The Jets, will Aaron Rodgers play? I doubt it. Probably will be done for the year. Especially because the Jets don't really have anything to play for. And then at Cincinnati. The Browns are going to lose the Jacksonville game. They're going to lose the Houston game. And they're probably going to have another slip up in there. Just because, well, they're the Browns and they don't have a quarterback. And yes, Myles Garrett is banged up. How much will he play on Sunday? Will he play on Sunday? It looks like there's a serious chance of that. But if you chalk it up, I think the Ravens lose at San Francisco and either the Miami and Jacksonville game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Also, so that puts the Ravens at 11-5 before the Steeler game. The Steelers should beat Arizona, 8, beat New England, 9, beat Cincinnati, 10. And then Indianapolis, I think they can win that. And then I think they lose at Seattle. You're looking at 11-5. Is that realistic to you? 412-928-9370. I think it is. Where you could be looking at Steelers-Ravens final game of the year for the division. It's crazy to think about, right? But the way that this team has played games and their ability to close out games, other than the Cleveland one, shows that this is a real possibility. Partly just because, not that the Steelers are good enough to be able to do that. It's a little bit of a mix of both. They're a solid team. Pretty decent. But the teams they're playing against are horrendous. Arizona got crushed by the Rams. who the Steelers beat on the road. This is the worst New England team in the Bill Belichick era. They have no quarterback. They rotate quarterbacks like it's a high school game. Bailey Zappi, Mac Jones. Mac Jones has been benched, what, six times this season? That team can't come into Pittsburgh and win, right? Might see a side smirk from Bill Belichick at that point if somebody ponders that question to him. At Indianapolis might be a little bit more difficult than people think because Gardner Minshew is okay. Gardner Minshew is probably the best quarterback the Steelers will face compared to the New England game in Cincinnati. Gardner Minshew is the best out of those three. Browning, Minshew, or Bailey Zappi, Mac Jones, whoever. Kyler Murray is still better than all of them. And then at Seattle, will Geno Smith lay an egg? Who knows? But their weapons are incredible. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, DK Metcalf's a top receiver in the NFL. Tyler Lockett's a great slot guy. Is it crazy? You could also tweet me at Austin R. Bechtold on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. The Wake Up Show is presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber. Apply at 84lumber.com. It's truly possible for the Steelers that they could have a collision course to face off against the Ravens at the end of the season to win the division. Do you think that that's even a possibility? 412-928-9370. The Steelers schedule, compared to the Baltimore Ravens schedule, makes it a distinct possibility. Mike Tomlin became the 16th head coach in NFL history to reach 170 career wins. He reached the feat in 269 games coach. It's the fifth fewest games coached in league history to reach 170. That's from the Steelers communications. Mike Tomlin just finds ways to win some of these games. And I think I know Mike Tomlin gets so much heat, and I'm not trying to say he's the top five coach in the league or that we should be praising Mike Tomlin and putting him in coach of the year consideration, especially with how he handled the Matt Canada situation. And was it Art Rooney or Mike Tomlin that really fired him? I think it was Art Rooney. But Tomlin does deserve somewhat credit for how this year has gone. I mean, they're 7-4. You can't completely crush Tomlin for that. You can't just give him a C. I give Tomlin a B for his coaching performance this year. I don't think that's too extravagant. A B is slightly above average. I mean, they're 7-4. Yeah, they should have beat Cleveland. My rating of Tomlin probably does not go up very much. Maybe a B plus and a half. I don't know. Half a plus? Makes no sense, but Mike Tomlin has done fairly well with this team. And again, they're not going to finish with a losing record, which makes a lot of people butthurt. Somewhat myself included, because I think more so if you're not in the upper echelon of the NFL, and if you're not dead last, tanking for the number one pick, or just horrendous and needing the number one pick like a New England or in Arizona, where nobody wants to be, then you're in the middle of the pack. And that could be purgatory for NFL teams. It's a place where you might just not want to be because you can linger in the middle. You're not good enough, but you're also too good to not be in the bottom half of the league and get higher draft picks. And sometimes that can be a blessing in disguise. Sometimes it's a bad thing. The Steelers outgained the Bengals 421 to 222 in total yards. First time in 59 games. Over 400 yards for the Steelers. Mike Tomlin, after the win, said guys like myself and Kenny Pickett, man, we're just based on winning and losing. We don't run from that. He and I are winners today. Fifth fastest for Tomlin. He just wins games. Yes, it needs to be better. I think we can acknowledge that both are true. Not trying to pat Mike Tomlin on the back. He needs to be better. He needs to have someone in the damn booth to tell him to challenge the Diontae Johnson touchdown catch. Where, look, I think you and I both thought that it probably wasn't a catch right away. But Gene Steratore said, yeah, if it was challenged, probably a grab, probably a touchdown. And then we get to watch Diontae Johnson watch the fumble from Jaylen Warren spit into the hands of a Bengals defender and Connor Hayward save what could have been a potential touchdown. It's a week-by-week basis with this team. The ups and downs, the highs and lows. Part of that is Tomlin. And just the way that he approaches press conferences and the way that this team goes about its business. But they do have a realistic chance to still win this division. Which is wild to say because, yes, the Steelers did beat the Ravens, but overall the Ravens are a better team than the Steelers. They are. But the Steelers might just have Lamar Jackson's number. And that Baltimore number as well. Kenny Pickett talk coming up. I have a little bit of a unique take on the offense. Matt Canada, Kenny Pickett. 412-928-9370. Your chance to chime in. If you'd like this morning, it'd be great to talk to you here on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.